it's Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Passionate Living. This is such an exciting night for me this evening because as I've created these shows throughout the years, it was my deepest desire to bring to you the experts, the pinnacles, the very cherry on the sundae, and people that were at the top of their field to help you lead and live a passionate life, a joyous life, an unbridled life. And tonight's guest certainly knows how to do that because she is actually teaching with and an expert in dealing with something that in our society has almost taken over our lives, something that's part of our mornings, our afternoons, our nights, and the way we lead and live, our success, our business, how we deal with our relationships, our friends, our family members. Tonight we are talking about internet success, we're talking about blogging, we're talking about social media, and all of those the ways that we can get ensnarled in our own lives, all of our own frustrations, our own downfalls, our own pitfalls, and a way that you can make it easier, more joyful, and better. And certainly, she has a way of opening those doors for each and every one of us. So I am thrilled tonight to introduce Tori Jones from Web Design Island. Tori, welcome. I'm so glad you're with us tonight.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I'm really glad to be here.
Oh my gosh, it's such a joy. So I have to tell you, you're amazing. I've been following your work for years, and I've looked at some of your designs, and initially I was just in love with your artwork, and in love with your mind, and in love in your consciousness. And I remember you had a mermaid at one point. Everything that you did somehow was very soothing, and it just always drew you in. From whatever page that I was looking at that I knew was something that was a creation of yours, it was something that was captivating, and all of a sudden you were there, right in the center of that. And so I guess I love to start with the, you know, one of my favorite questions is always the did you know? Like when you were a little girl and you were 4 and 5 and 6 and other little girls wanted to be princesses and, you know, Miss America, whatever. Was there something naturally artistic about you, or was there something in you that you were always helping other little kids? Was that a natural instinct, or did something just happen that that door opened for you?
Yeah, actually, that has been my whole life. I've always had this desire and passion to create, no matter what it was. I used to make carnivals for the kids in the neighborhood. I used to make forts and you know, haunted houses, and I'd make school rooms, and I would create rides for the carnival, and I would, you know, just do all kinds of creative things. I'd do dance routines and perform and create the whole stage for our parents, and we would perform for them, even with the lighting and everything, you know, different color lights, strobe lights. So I've always known that I need to create. I have this energy that is constantly creating, and I did very well in art, too, all throughout my life.
That's incredible, and you can really see that in your work. I mean, there's when I look at other websites, and I have, I mean, being in the business that I'm in all the countries, I'm constantly, you know, looking at sites or people give me a card, and I look at something you've created, and it's unique, and, like, right away, you're there. You're part of it. You're interacting. And you stay. It's just whether it's the colors, whether it's the design, whether it's the content or the layout, it's amazing. And I know that when you and I were first talking about this and you were creating this idea, it was really about that. It was about helping people that really had such success in their business or their lives, but they didn't have that same online presence that they did in their world. And so how did that come about?
Well, a lot of it, you know, at first when I started doing the designs, you know, I've always been a techie too, by the way. So like that's always been in my life. I've always been in computers since back in the old DOS days. So I have a lot of computer experience. So, but there was always that need to create all the time as well. So the couple, you know, the two of them coupled together is the perfect match for web design, obviously. But the reason, you know, like the idea of Web Design Island was I wanted to create a place where we can be totally creative and just, you know, be very unique. But the experience had to be like on an island, right? So like when you come there, we're the only ones doing this. We're the, you know, we're like out on an island. We're literally just a relaxed environment. And I have like a streamlined system that I run the business on as well, so that the process of getting a website done is not that intimidating. Oh my God, I've got to do all this stuff and get all this, and it's like they're going to take forever. And I've just streamlined it into a very easy, relaxing process. And therefore, that opens up the rest of the time where we can just be totally creative. Like, that was the goal, is I wanted to take all the hard work and run that on a well-oiled system. And then we're just open to create. So that way we can just deliver exactly the image, of the person on the inside.
That's great. And I know in, your work as well, I remember that, when you were working with all these huge companies and all these CEOs and CFOs and individuals, that also what made you really unique, which I had never even heard of before, which was the support that you offered. That, most people, they design websites and then they go away. But you would design a website and you stayed with that person. And you were there supporting them and kind of holding their hand and coaching them. And I've never come across that ever anywhere.
Yes, that is like one of the biggest things that we pride ourselves in, is that, because you come to the, it's almost like you come to the island and then you never leave the island. You never have to leave the island. So we've created a life service. I took all the horror things that you hear about web designers, because let me tell you, we get a bad rap. There's a lot of people out there that do it for a hobby, or they are so techy that they have no social skills. Sorry, guys. They're brilliant, but they just, only do code. So they're in code all day, and it takes quite a concentration to do that. So I can see how you can, remove yourself from being social. But we kind of like have both, so we're able to like speak to people in terms that they can understand, even though we're very technical, because that's what you got to do, because most people don't know this stuff. This isn't their forte, right? So I wanted to create everything that web designers didn't do, to create this niche. And that's what we did. So we've offer a life service. So we're with you for the life of the website. So once I do your website, I have clients up to 8 years that are still with me. We also offer a la carte pricing. So you literally can pick and choose what you need for now and then add stuff later. So it's kind of just like an a la carte menu. And the other great thing is that since you're with me for life, we offer free website maintenance with that for life. So if you need changes to your text or help on, what to do on your website, you can contact me personally free for life.
That's incredible. See, I don't know anybody that has that kind of offer. Like, I will be with you. It's like, getting married, I promise, in good times and bad, I will stand with you. I will be there to support you. It's a relationship. It's wonderful.
Exactly. And that's what business should be, right? You should build, we want to build relationships with our clients, and we want to become, in a sense, their business partner as well. Because especially for small businesses and entrepreneurs, when they're starting out, they don't know what they need, right? And what they need in 3 months or 6 months from now can be something completely different. So that's why we all, I've structured this in an a la carte manner, because that way you can at least start off, say, with one page website. So you have a presence, because we know everyone needs a presence. And then maybe, the latest and greatest Twitter or Facebook feed might come out in 3 months. And then we have it for you and we can just add it.
That's great. And so do you contact clients and say, hey, this is, the latest thing, or now this Flash or whatever has this capability, would you like me to add this to your website, or we're going to change program? Do you contact people and say, this is the coolest, the latest, greatest thing, or do you wait for somebody to come and say, oh, I saw this on television, or I read this article in this magazine, and can we do that too?
Actually, it's both. We do a newsletter. What another cool thing is we do is we don't send a monthly newsletter like usually you get. We only send, our motto is we only send newsletters when there's something important to report. So usually what I do is I spend most of my time looking at current technology. So I'm the one who's trying to find the latest and greatest things that are happening. And then I will either send a newsletter to my clients and just, you know, let them know what's the latest thing or what they, should have. Or the clients actually tell me too. And what I do is if they bring something to me, we'll go and we'll figure out, how to put it on their website for them. So they actually keep me going as far as education-wise.
That's terrific. Wow. Well, I know we're going to go to a break in just a couple minutes. When we come back, I would love to talk to you about the classes that you're doing right now, because nobody needs these classes more than I do. You know, it's really funny. I've written, 32 books and 19 screenplays and umpteen television shows and however many, magazine articles and edited for all these magazines and greeting cards and I write and I just, finished writing another book in 28 days. The publisher had a deadline on, but to be able to blog or to be able to even send a tweet, which is just like a couple lines, one, I don't have the discipline. I'm a creative maniac and I'm more content than anybody I know, but I don't have this discipline to sit down and to write a blog or to write a tweet or even know how to post it or send out an invitation, to an event on my Facebook. And so I was so excited because I heard that you're going to be teaching classes and I would be the first one in line to sign up for classes. And so when we come back from the break, I would love you to chat a little bit about that with us. So,
sure, you bet.
That would be so fabulous. And it's such a thrill having you here. It really is. I'm honored and I'm privileged and I've learned so much. So I'm ready with my pen and paper and I can't wait to talk to you some more. So more from Tori Jones, Web Design Island. We return here on Passionate Living. Hi, it's Nicole Brandon on Passionate Living, and we are speaking with Tori Jones today from Web Design Island. This is one of my favorite calls ever because it's something I need more than anybody I know. And we were talking right before the break about not only your designs, which I'm just such a huge fan of. I love your artwork. I love the service that you give to people. We were talking about the fact that you're with people for the life of the website, that you don't leave them and that you help them. And I love the a la carte feature that people that can just sort of slowly build their website and their repertoire in the world is phenomenal. And all the steps, all the components you put together is just absolutely unique. And one of my favorite things that you're doing are these classes that are coming up, because I am desperate need of, there's just so much. Even I just bought a new Samsung Galaxy Note 7 instead of, my little BlackBerry that it used to have. And I would say 94% of the features I haven't even tried or looked at or used yet. And so how does somebody come to you and just say SOS? Are they coming and saying, I don't know how to do this or that or the other thing? Are there things that people should know that you're putting out there and saying we're having a class in this, and people say, oh my God, my life would be so much simpler if I just knew how to do that one thing?
Well, we just launched computer classes this week, so it's brand new. Yeah. So
and you're putting me at the top of the class, right?
Yeah. And we, I actually taught a live class today to actually promote the computer classes. But what I've done is I've created a page. It's all on one page on our website. If you just go to webdesignisland.com /classes, you'll see the schedule. So we've already put up a few classes that we're going to be teaching. Since it's tax time, we're going to teach people how to use Excel for the quarterly taxes, which is relevant for the time. And then there's a couple others that we just added to get started. But below that, anybody can just fill out our survey and give us ideas of what they want to learn. So it's kind of like I'm customizing this to what you want to learn. So you're going to tell me what kind of classes you need, and we're going to give 50% off the first class for you sending in the survey for us. And then we're also going to record each class. So all the classes will be online. They'll be beginner or intermediate. And then we will archive them on our website, which is also on that page. You can just create an account, log in, and then you can view the archive if you want to go back and review.
Okay, so I love this. Why do you think that people don't know that you know that we have Facebook and we don't know how to send out invitations or write to all of our friends or make groups or to create a blog or to Twitter or, like you're saying, to use an Excel spreadsheet? And, you know, as children, when we have kids, we send them to piano lessons, or we send them to dance lessons, or we send them for violin lessons, or if they have trouble with their math homework, we get them tutored. But as adults kind of feel like they can do everything all by themselves, and they don't ask for help, and then people just get tripped up. And so why do you think that, you know, we're not asking and saying, I don't know how to do this?
Well, how I've learned it is from being in this business, in the computer, you know, web design business for 10 years. What happens is, since I'm with them for life, right, so I have a relationship with the clients, I'm going in there and I'm helping them with their website on occasion. So we do, you know, training right online. And I find that I spend a majority of the appointment helping them with their computer just to get it into a state so we can find things, such as, you know, where are my files? Where are my photos? Where did they go? So then I have to go in and show them how to find their files and photos on their computer. And I end up spending like an hour rearranging all their stuff on their computer for them before we even get back to what's at hand. So just from 10 years of that, I have learned that there are so many things people need help with, which, like you say, they would never ask. So that sparked the idea that, you know, I want to make this so it's totally tailored to, you know, it could be the simplest little thing is, how do I organize my photos on my computer? To, you know, how do I start a company in QuickBooks? So, you know, all of these things we need in our lives. I mean, technology is here to stay. So, you know, that's really why we do it, is just to get people so that they can use the technology to automate things for them so they can just focus on their business. I mean, that's my true intention of technology, is to automate.
That's amazing. And Tori, I know that you're starting these classes, and so can different people be in the class from different countries? Are they on Skype? Are they online? Do you have group classes, individual classes, classes for, like, can a CEO sign all his employees up for your class?
Absolutely. Yeah, everything's done online, and we use a program similar to Skype. It's called Zoom, and we can do up to 25 people per class. We can all be on video if we want, if we choose to, so you can see me when I'm teaching. We also have guest teachers that come on for other, you know, more involved areas like social media and more particular things. And then, you can just, all you have to do is register for each class, and then you just sign on the day of the class, and you can ask questions in real time. So you can actually type your questions in, and we'll just answer them for you right there during the class.
That's great. Do you also work with kids that, you know, as far as how to be able to do graphs or do their homework, or kids that are going to college, or how to apply? Can a parent sign up for tutoring for their child as well with you?
Well, I haven't, you know, like I said, we just launched this, but that's the idea right now, is we're trying to gather what people want from us, really. So, yeah, the sky's the limit here. Anything that can be learned on a computer, we'll create a class for.
That's wonderful. That's so exciting for me, and I'm sure for everybody that's listening. And can you tell us once more again, so to sign up for the class, they go where?
So they can either go to webdesignisland.com, and there's a link called Computer Classes, and they can find everything there. Or they can go to webdesignisland.com/classes.
Perfect. That's amazing. And then you also do assessments, too, like for people's websites or for people's media. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because that's one of the coolest things I've ever heard.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we have the most phenomenal tool that's called an online business report. And you can purchase them for $150. And what they are is, and that's usually what we start with before we're ever going to bring on a client. It's an assessment, basically, that tells everything that you're doing out there online and what you're projecting to people online. So we can get a sense of where you're at, and that's usually our starting point, so that we know how to guide you for the next step and start to build your brand, or, you know, change things out to what you want to project. And it just really shows everything that there is out there about you. And anyone can purchase that on our website too as well.
And so does that show like your Facebook or your LinkedIn or your websites or articles on you, or what does that cover?
It covers, like we start with all your social media accounts, because that's a very telling, you know, way to find out about somebody, you know, because that's what most people use out there. Then, of course, we find out what websites that you have. And then we can go into things, you know, like we can search for like complaints about you, like maybe there's some bad reviews that you don't know about on certain websites and things like that. It's very helpful. We've had several occasions where people didn't even know that they were being, you know, there was some bad reviews somewhere on some places about their business that, and if you don't know, you can't address them. So it's very important to know those things.
It's terrific. I love that you're able to do all this. This is like the A to Z, the all-encompassing, you know, web world. And my favorite part is that this started when you were such a, you know, small kid. I love when you talk about the putting on shows and your creativity and your art. And when we come back from break, I would love to jump into a little bit about that side of your world. And one of my favorite questions I always love to ask guests before we go on to the break is, this show is called Passionate Living. And so what does leading and living a passionate life mean to you?
Well, actually, it's that million-dollar question, I think. Are you doing what you love, right?
Yeah, you know,
like when I go to bed at night, I cannot wait to get up to turn on the computer. Some people I know are the complete opposite. That's the last thing they want to do. But it's just, I don't know, it's just something about it. I never get enough of it. It's a challenge, and it's always changing, right? So there's no end. There's never an end to it.
That's such a beautiful, beautiful answer, it really is. And I'm such the opposite, Tori. You know, I see a computer and I'm like, oh my God, the computer. You know, just, it's almost like I'm frightened of it, like it's a hot potato or something.
It's amazing how many people are like that, though. I'm astonished, you know, but because it's our world, you know, but there's a lot of people that feel that way.
You know, it's so funny, and I'm becoming friends with my computer, and I'm signing up for your classes because I want to learn, and there's so much that I want to do, and I'm so amazed. My niece and nephew, you know, they're 13 and 16, and kids today can do everything. Incredible. I watch 5-year-olds, you know, doing things in the computer, and it blows my mind. And so I love the fact that you're offering this whole world and smorgasbord for us to really be able to say, I'll take some of this and some of that, and I'd love to learn this, and I'd love to interface with this. And it really does. It opens you not only up in yourself to give you that freedom and the confidence to be able to do that, but it also helps in business. It helps in your relationships. I'd have a different relationship with my niece and nephew as teenagers if I had the skill set that you had.
Yes, we need to catch up to them. Plus, you know, I thought of doing this because you know how much time you can spend Googling and you're Googling, and then when you Google and then you go and read it and you still can't understand it because you don't know what the heck they're talking about, and sometimes it's even outdated by the time you get to the information.
So true.
Right? So that gave me that idea.
True.
So I'm
amazing.
All about teaching in real time. Yep.
I think that each and every person that's listening to this show today has the ability to say there's something I need to learn, something I wish I knew, something I would love to decipher, even just looking at my desktop. People look at my desktop and they close their eyes and they walk away. There's so much on it. Some more with Tori Jones. We return here talking about Web Design Island and all the ways you can learn about everything that has to do with websites, design, the internet world, your own social world, and how to interface with a computer in a way that makes it easy and accessible and joyful so you can lead and live your passionate life. More when we return here on Passionate Living. It's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with Tori Jones from Web Design Island. We're talking about everything computers. We're talking about web design, the art design, having somebody support you in the service and actually work with you and collaborate with you through the life of your website, classes, teaching you, even being able to start from the simplest steps of just a one-page website to being able to a la carte grow and add things as your business is growing and your corporation is growing and your success is growing and all of the different ways to lead and to live a happier life just by having assistance in the realm of computers, web design, and web support. And Tori, as you know, I was sharing at the top of the show that it is my greatest desire and pleasure to bring to you the experts in the field, the people that are at the very top of what they do, and so that you have this open gate to be able to lead and to live your happiest and most passionate life. And Tori Jones really is at the top of her field in web design, web support, and certainly in teaching all of the skills that each of us could use on a daily basis. And it's just such a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
Of course. So Tori, I wanted to ask you, they say that there's a correlation between math and music, and I know that other than being just this phenomenal expert in the computer world, you're also an amazing musician and an incredible singer. And is that a correlation that you found in this realm, in this world, that music and somehow computer skills go hand in hand?
Ironically so. Most people I talk about, that becomes our little bond. You know, when we're talking techie, and then I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm working on a lounge act. Oh, I play guitar. Oh, I play drums. And then this whole other world opens up. And now we're on our musician side. But a lot of people don't know that about me. Amazingly enough, they know I've been in computers for years and years. And then they're like, oh my God, you do music too?
And not just music. I mean, I have had the experience and the gift, and I should say magic, of being able to sit and watch you play in concert. And your talent is beyond the beyond. It's incredible. And so I know at the top of the show you were talking about when you were a little girl how, you know, that you did arts and crafts and did all of these things and designed the haunted houses, which I love your sense of design. But you were also saying you put on these shows. So have you always been singing as well?
Yes, that has always been the really big dream there. You know, the underlying big dream was to be a singer. I always say when I come back in my next life, I will be that singer. So I hope all my friends, all my groupies follow me around. It's been my dream. I actually became obsessed with Tori Amos way back in the day, talking about 40 years ago. And something about that performance that I saw made me bawl my eyes out after she played three notes. And I went home and cried and thought about it for 2 weeks and wondered what had happened to me. And then I realized that was me. So it was almost like this thing that I had where I felt like that was me in another life or something. I had some sort of connection. So I went on this obsession to create a Tori Amos tribute band. For the last 30 years, I've been singing her music and learning her music and all of her songs, and I didn't know how to play an instrument. I just did not have that natural talent, and so I just relentlessly pursued. I even learned to play the keyboards one finger at a time with like a piece of tape on my keyboard so I could just play one of her songs, so I could just sing it to a music that I actually played. And then eventually, about 3 years ago, I started to take piano lessons. So that's the journey that I'm on. I'm still doing that.
Sure, you know, it's amazing that you say that. And that now gives me hope for my computer skills even more than ever before, because I've watched you play the piano, and it's like you're a virtuoso. I would have thought you've been playing the piano since you were two and watching you play it. It looked that natural to me.
I'm telling you, it is most amazing to me, most of all, because and my poor husband had to sit through me playing one finger at a time and then going, okay, now I've got to add a left hand too at the same time. And he had to listen to that for years. It's like listening to the child who has to practice their, you know, trumpet lessons out of key. Right, out of key and suffering through all that, and he did all of that. And I think I'm the most amazed that I can actually play a full song. And when I look back at that from where I came from, it's just remarkable. And it teaches me that you can do anything that you set your mind to.
Oh my gosh, that's so inspiring. And truly, I have watched you play, and I mean, I am dumbfounded that you're saying that this is that you've learned over just the past few years in the piano aspect, and your voice is glorious. And, you know, and I don't think you have to wait until your next lifetime to come back and to do this, because nobody can do what you're doing. You really have such a gift. So
it's my secret little side life that I have, my secret little life. And one day, you know, being in Las Vegas, it's amazing the opportunity for a tribute band, right? That's what they do here. And I have never heard anyone do Tori Amos. So got that going for me.
Wow. I absolutely think you should step away. Not that I want you to step away from this computer world. First, teach me everything that you know, and then go sing.
You know what?
It's
such a hard division. It was so funny because I posted something not too long ago. I posted a picture right over my computer screen, and then in the background was my keyboards, my piano keyboards, and then I put hashtag choices. Which one do you decide to do? And it's kind of like how my days are. I never know which one do I want to go with today, because I am equally passionate for both.
That's so wonderful to hear you say that. And I love the correlation between the computer and the music. And I've never thought about that before. And as you say that, you say somebody played the drums, or somebody, you know, plays this instrument, or they're a singer, or they're a guitarist, or they have a band, that somebody you know, would have that same mindset, that same consciousness at those notes is also what's equating, because it's the same thing. I think that computers, there's a rhythm to the flow of social media. There is a rhythm to the flow of the energy of how we access the world, and, you know, these incredible crescendos, and it's what's in between the lines in that music. And to be able to access it all, I just think is absolute genius.
It's kind of funny. I was telling my friend Rose today too that I like both keyboards. So I play a piano keyboard and I play a computer keyboard. So I flip between the two keyboards.
That's great. That's so brilliant. I absolutely love that that's who you are and that's what you do. And was there something, you know, I was going to ask you, and I guess I can ask you this in both careers and in both realms then. So for somebody who's just beginning, you know, I'm somebody that's retired and let's say computers were never part of their life, or somebody that's just starting their own business and they're an entrepreneur, is there a first step that someone should be taking?
Well, yes, one of the tools, like I say, the best way to get started is even start with the online business report, because even if they've never even had a business, you'd be surprised how much information is on the internet just about you, and then we go from there. That's usually like a good starting point, because everything is basically going to end up online, you know, for businesses. So we need to take an assessment. It's funny because I have a cousin who's so anti-internet, like he, from the day one, he's like, I'm never going to be on Facebook. I don't want anything posted. Nobody post anything about me on the internet. And there's so much stuff about him on the internet that I laugh because, you know, I'll see family photos and there he is. I'm like, I wonder if he knows he's in this photo on the internet. So usually we start there because that is the persona. There is the persona, whether we like it or not, about you, you know, yourself out on the internet. And then we go from there and then we just kind of just customize it to their needs. You know, it's all about, what do you need? What do you want to accomplish? You know, like, do you want to, you know, do you need an online store? You want to sell products? You know, what do you need? And I try and do the minimum, right, and build, because technology is changing so fast. I mean, I could build a full-on website and tell you you need all of these things, and then in 6 months it could be outdated.
I love so much heart and so much care about people, and that you really are there. I mean, from the get-go, everything that you said is in ways that you help them, in ways that you support them, in ways that you're there for the duration of the site, that you spend most of your time just getting their computer in a place that you can help them move forward and even begin. And there's so much patience and love and, you know, diligence and, you know, nurturing and coddling in what you do. It's really special. It says a lot about who you are as a person.
Well, and it's attributed to when you find what, and thank you, when you find what you love, it's not work, see? So you just do it. You're just passionate about it, you know? And to hear, like, I've had this one woman once, I went to her home, and Dell came and screwed up her entire computer, right? And so all her settings were removed, and they just left her like that. And the poor woman used to have these buttons that she knew where they were and she could find what she needed, and now she couldn't. And I just went in there, I'm like, just move over. I just did a number on her computer and fixed everything. And I mean, this woman was so gracious. She wanted to make me dinner and give me money and do all these things. And it was like, no, just the fact, you know, because I know what it's like when you can't operate, right? Because I'm a systems person, and I like things to work when I, you know, when I need them, and I want to find things when I need it. And so that's kind of where I get that from.
Well, it's a beautiful quality in you as a person. It really is. And there's something so unique and so special in the way that you handle people and the way that you care for people. And so everything separates you, the design, the island, the a la carte, the care, the tutoring, the nurturing, the listening to what people need, your research into future products and things that are happening, and having your pulse on the media and, you know, adding things as they come about. It is so all-encompassing, and it just separates you from everything else that's out there. And the fact that you now are opening the doors to actually teach your knowledge, I think it is just glorious, because everybody that's listening to this show wants to learn from the best. That's why we have the top experts, you know, around the world on this show, to be able to say this is the way to take step A, B, C, to be able to get to lead and to live your ultimate life, the life that you knew you were meant to live. And there is a way that each of us believes and knows that we should be able to access our sites, our internet, our daily technology. And the fact that you are truly opening that window and just creating a pathway to do that is just absolutely so wonderful and so heartwarming in a way that it's like I want to just put you on everybody's shoulders and sort of jump you around like at the football game and go, Tori, Tori, you know, it's like, and have everybody cheer, because it's one of the best things I've ever heard, ever. And I love that we can bring that onto a show like this, where we're normally talking about the passions of our heart, or we're talking about entrepreneurs or new science or technology. And certainly to have you come on and say there is a way to really make your life so much easier and more effortless, and that I can assist you in doing that, I just think is the best that there is.
I am so honored to have a voice here today, and I really appreciate that. It warms my heart too, because I really enjoy helping people with computers. It's just something that is natural to me, and I've even learned that I'm a pretty darn good teacher too, so that also gave me the idea.
And so, a pretty darn good singer. So we're going to jump to a break, but when we come back, you know, I'd love to wrap up just with a few tips for our audience. And, you know, just so brilliant having you here. So more with Tori Jones and Web Design Island when we return here on Passion. It's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Passionate Living with Tori Jones from Web Design Island, talking about the extraordinary world of computers and web design and how to begin and how to get untangled from a world of insanity and how to be able to decipher things and literally how to learn and step forward and expand your web consciousness and your computer consciousness. And all the good and the gold and all of those things. And Tori, you know, once more, we talked about so many things today, from the designing of the website to the assessment to being able to look at where you are and then where you can help somebody from that point, or even taking classes. I love the Excel for taxes or in the blogging or anything they need to do. And so what's the best way for somebody to SOS you and say, Tori, help, or just to, you know, find you to be able to step forward to really enrich their skills?
Well, we do offer online appointments. They're absolutely free. I've set it up that way so that it works out, you know, for that's convenient for them. They can schedule any times or days. You just simply go to our website, webdesignisland.com, and there's a link there to set an appointment. And this way, too, we can just do an, you know, they can basically ask me questions. I've even helped people when they're shopping for web designers on what to ask and tips like that. Also, they can, you know, it's global, so anybody can set an appointment from all over. They don't have to be local here in Las Vegas. And I pretty much can walk them through a demo. I can switch screens and take a look at what they're having issues with on their computer. It's the best way, because what I find is when you do a phone call, almost 90% of the time, we need to get on a computer. Just either they need to show me something or I need to show them something. So I just go straight to online appointments.
That's great. That's absolutely wonderful. I love that you're doing that. And everything that you've taught us today and everything that you're sharing and everything you're opening your skill set to be able to help so many people internationally is really remarkable. And it's what we need. It's what everybody that's out there can use, something that you have in your toolbox. You know, there isn't one person that can't step up one level in their social media or in their interactions with their friends or their relatives or make their website that one step classier or more responsive or more interactive or more compelling to be able to get clients to a higher level of success. And so the fact that you are offering these services in such an effortless way is just brilliant. And I know that we're just coming to the top of the show here. And before you go, is there, you know, one tip you can give to our audience? Because I know when something goes wrong, I cry. So other than crying, is there, you know, a way that you can just offer advice for people that are frustrated or, you know, their computer freezes in the moment or it's not doing what they want it to do?
Well, stay calm, first of all. And come on over to the island where it's relaxing. you know, that's the idea again. I always try and instill that. It's about, I've created the island really is the tone of what we do. We know how to do all the techie stuff, and you should just be able to come to the island and, you know, relax, and we can, you know, take care of all that technical stuff, because it's not your job, you know? Even though we need all these technical things, it's not anyone's job to do it. That's the frustration, right? That you need to know how to do all these things, but you're not trained in it.
I love it, and I think we all should go to the island. So everybody grab your swimsuits, grab your suntan lotion, dive into the pool of computer success, internet success, web design success, and truly relax, unwind, submerge, marinate in the future of living a passionate life, being able to let go and to release all of your angst dealing with computers and having the confidence to really dive in and enjoy your life. So, Tori, thank you for being with us. It was a joy and a pleasure. We look forward to having you back. And please put me on your roster for your classes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Nicole. It's been an absolute pleasure and honor.
My joy, absolutely. And for all of you out there, this is Tori Jones from Web Design Island and myself, Nicole Brandon. We're wishing you a happy life, a joyous life, an unbridled life, a life where you know that each and every one of your dreams can come true, and the life you dream of and desire and deserve is right in front of you. And of course, we are wishing you a passionate life. We'll see you next week.